You're listening to Spiritual Living for the 21st Century, the podcast from Unity San Francisco that explores modern spiritual teachings and provides insight into how to apply them in your life. This is Reverend Ken Daigle. Today's talk was recorded live at Unity San Francisco. Enjoy.
I love to start with one question. Would it be okay with you if life got easier? Yeah, I know. Listen, because sometimes we do imagine a struggle, and that's what happens in our lives. But I want to talk today about what I call a more practical approach of going from scarcity to abundance. Okay? Now, scarcity, I call it scare city, because it's something that we're naturally afraid of. You know, science has shown that our brain hasn't changed much in 100,000 years. And if you imagine even 50,000 years ago, let's say we were all in a cave together and we wanted to go out and get something to eat. Why? Because we're experiencing a scarcity of food. So you see, scarcity is something that we have been created to experience. Even going outside. Now think about this. Imagine that we're in that cave again, and you and I are about to go outside the cave to get some food 50,000 years ago. What's the first thing your brain is going to want to protect you from? Animals, predators, right? Because you see, those people who did not expect a difficulty, who didn't plan for it, they got eaten. They got eaten. So, if it would be okay for you to imagine for just a moment, it's possible that you and I are descendants from the people who did look for danger. And that part of our brain, in order to protect us, was there for us to experience some anxiety. I say that because you and I are descendants of those people. We have been born with a brain that experiences anxiety. Silence, yes? It's normal. It's natural. And the question is, what do we do about it? Because as you know from so many teachings, and the teachings of Rev Ken here, we are much more than our brain. We are much more than that little amygdala that is always looking for trouble, looking for danger. One of the experiences, therefore, of scarcity is that it's frightening. So whenever you feel fear, thinking about not having enough, you are acting true to what you've been born to. Something else to know. Scarcity is a natural feature of physical reality. Let's test that for a moment. Take a deep breath and hold it. Keep holding it. After a while, what do you start experiencing? Scarcity. Scarcity of oxygen. Furthermore, let's imagine. Oh, and I want to say that there are two aspects of life that we're here to work with. One is called physical reality, and the other is metaphysical reality. But in physical reality, we have to have limits in order to exist. Imagine a pen or a pencil. Okay, do you have it in your mind? Take the limits away. Expand it and expand it and expand it and expand it out. What happens after a while? It disappears. Do you see that? That we need to work with limits in order to be successful. In metaphysical reality, we have endless opportunity. We have the sphere of possibility out of which your private dreams and vision occurs, yes? And when we think about these dreams and vision, don't you get a little uplifting? The energy is great. But when we try to bring some of our dreams and vision from this sphere of possibility into physical reality, we hit this little juncture. It's a little border. And we experience trouble. Now, I have a formula that I've worked on for many, many, many years about how to go from field of possibility into physical reality with ease. And it comes out of a definition that I have for success. Let me give it to you. Success is doing what you said you would do consistently with clarity, focus, ease, and grace. Where clarity is about, this is where you're creative. Clarity is about focusing on something that you desire. Focus is about learning how to focus your brain, train your brain to focus on what you really love and desire without distraction. And let's face it, we have so many distractions, don't we? More now than ever before. So much data flowing at us, you know, from the time you wake up and the time you go to sleep. There's more data coming at us now than even 50 or 60 years ago when we didn't have something called the internet. We didn't have cell phones. If you wanted to send something to someone very quickly, you'd create a telegram. Remember that? If you wanted to call someone, you would pick up and call and use this, you know, this rotator, and you'd get them. But we didn't have the immediacy of data that distracts us. Ease. Now, here's where what I'm going to talk about really coincides with Rev Ken in his book, Unapologetic Manifestation. You must take a step. You must do something. That's what manifestation is all about. You don't sit there and just simply think about and expect everything will come to you without doing anything. So ease is about taking small, sweet steps toward what you want. Not biting off more than you can chew. Not driving yourself nuts because you've made so many promises and you know that it's going to stress you out. So that's ease. Grace. Grace is all about gratitude. The gateway to grace is gratitude. Being grateful for what is here and now. One of the teachings of what's his name? He did, I'll think about it, but one of his chief teachings is before you do anything, demonstrate gratitude. And when we demonstrate gratitude to begin with, not as the result of, but to begin with, then pathways opens. Because spirit thrives on your gratitude. So clarity, focus, ease, and grace. The science of being rich. That's what it is. Science of being rich. And so, here you are in metaphysical reality with a goal or a dream. All the teachings say, allow yourself to have it. If you can dream it, it's already yours. All that is necessary is for some clarity, focus, ease, and grace. Now, how to activate this, you might ask. You know, these are nice words, but what do I do about it? And one of the things I love, since I'm a coach, is I love to give people things to do. Okay? Are you ready? Okay. Take some notes for your cousin. Okay? So, in order to activate this, you must use the greatest power that you possess. It is to be willing. Let me explain that to you. You can be willing to do something you don't want to do. You can be willing to do something you don't know how to do. You can be willing to do something that you're afraid of doing. But you see, you and I possess this great power. Dag Hammarskjöld, who's one of the second, he was the second Secretary General of the United Nations, Swedish, very, very spiritual. He wrote a book called Markings, and I really recommend that you may want to read parts of it. It's a gorgeous book. He has a very famous quote, "For everything that has been, I say thank you." Everything. Now you might say, well, wait, how can I say thank you for all that stuff? Right? He's saying thank you because he has been willing to learn from it. He has been willing to learn from whatever limitation he's confronted with. And he says, to all that is yet to be, I say yes. For everything that has been, I say thank you. And for all that is yet to be, I say yes. Can you imagine the courage? I mean, this is a man who lived through many, many trials and tribulations before he became the second Secretary General of the United Nations. And over the years, as I read this quote over and over again, it distilled down for me. I am willing. And I saw if you add one more word to this, I am willing, you are unstoppable. And so I suggest that any of you who want to copy these four words and place them somewhere where you can see them every day. Nevertheless, I am willing. Nevertheless, I am willing. Nevertheless means with everything, yet am I willing. And one of the things that you and I love about heroes is that at some point the hero, and you are all heroes on your journey. If you want to come to the workshop later on, we get more deeply into that. But you are all heroes. Nevertheless, comma, I am willing. And if you're willing to put it where you can see it every day and put it where you're going to come across something that is, you know, an obstacle, the inevitable obstacle. Because you see, one of the features of physical reality is that it's filled with obstacles. Can you imagine being on your hero's journey and having no obstacles? Would that be very much fun? Do you know what I'm saying? It's like a coach saying to a football team, you're going to go out and play the best game of your life, and there is no opposing team. No obstacles. See, because at some level, one of the reasons we're laughing is because we see how ridiculous it is. So you and I have an innate sense there will be obstacles. And in the moment I experience it, am I willing to say, nevertheless, I'm willing? And then look at the next thing you can do with clarity, focus, ease, and grace. And you will become masters of physical reality. You will become masters of scarcity. Because you see, when Dag Hammarskjöld was saying, for everything, I say yes. To all that has occurred in my life, I say yes. He was saying that even to scarcity. I am nevertheless willing to experience scarcity. Do you hear what I'm saying? I'm willing to experience what is in front of me, whatever lack I'm thinking of. You have the courage to focus on what is scarce in your life, saying, nevertheless, I'm willing. And then from then on, do something with clarity, focus, ease, and grace in the face of the thing that is scarce, the thing that you lack. And you will become masters. To close with, you know, one of the ways that we all know almost intuitively that heroes have this moment of nevertheless, I'm willing is the story of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. The night before he's dying, he's in the garden and he's saying, do I have to leave this life? I hear the birds singing. I smell the flowers. I don't even know if my ministry is over here yet. Do I have to leave now? And at the end, he's reconciled. Nevertheless, thy will be done. Was nevertheless, I'm willing.
Thanks for listening to Spiritual Living for the 21st Century. I'm Reverend Ken Daigle. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Unity San Francisco and learn more about us at unitysf.com. Spiritual Living for the 21st Century is a production of Unity San Francisco.